Happy Monday, Diane.
Yeah, happy Monday, Mary Lynn.
And we have a guest in the studio with us, mayoral candidate Don Girard. How are you, Don?
I am top of the world, living the dream every day.
Awesome.
Wonderful to be here.
One day before the big election.
Yeah.
Just trying to.
Those 6 months flew right past.
Oh, good.
It probably does feel like a week with everything that you've done. Don is here, and if you've got a question for Don, you're more than welcome to connect with us at 359-call-217-359-2255. So, Don, I guess the first thing that we'd like to ask you is, you know, there's been a number of debates. I saw the News Gazette had asked you both questions just recently this weekend. So you've been answering a lot of questions from people. Is there a question that you haven't been asked that you wish people would ask, or just a topic, a subject that you wish that you had more opportunity to expound upon?
Wow. To be honest, with how we've been using social media and how I've been just really vowing to get back to every single person who gets into contact with me as best I can, I can't think of a question I haven't been asked yet.
Is that right?
there's been some wild ones, but they really run the gamut. But no, for the most part, I think it's pretty well covered. And I think if people are connected and they're in there and paying attention, we've answered just about all of them, I think.
All right. And I would imagine that's something that you would carry on if you're elected mayor.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, when you think of the top one, though, that people ask, what's coming to mind? Jobs,
the
economy,
how
are things in Champaign in your eyes?
Oh, you know, a big thing is, and we've been talking about it a lot, is about our first responders. I mean, people just want to, they just ask me, well, why aren't they? Why do they want to brown out a fire station and close the front desk at the police station?
Okay.
You know, why do we only have four guys filling potholes instead of eight? Why are we being cut? Why are our services being cut? And I said, well, because that's the choice that has been made, and I'm not, I don't have any say in that right
okay.
now. So.
Okay. Good stuff. Thanks, Don.
No problem.
All right. Your first priority, once you know you've won, what would be your first priority as mayor? The first thing you want to focus on, if the ballots are counted and it turns out that you are Mayor Girard?
You know, the thing that just comes to mind is I just want to reiterate to the community that I am going to continue to advocate. I'm going to do everything I can and consider it a referendum that the people want services to not be cut, that we don't want to brown out a fire station, that we want our full staff of direct services to taxpayers. And that's really become at the forefront, and I've been really passionate about that, and just say I will be very, very vocal that vote comes up about my feelings on that. So.
Okay. When you say brown out a fire station, what exactly does that mean?
We about 12 years ago, it was determined that Champaign was of the size that it needed this additional fire station that they built. So they built it. And since then, we've grown by about 19,000 people, I believe, 19,000 people. We've built a lot of very tall buildings on campus, you may have noticed. And now, due to budgetary concerns, they want to just have it be unmanned substantially. So if there is a fire, they'll pull guys off of on overtime. So what they're saying is they'll start out short, but then they'll catch up, which I don't understand how you catch up to a fire if you've ever seen anything burn. So it's basically having a station with a truck in it, but nobody there. You call guys out of bed, you get them from home, and then they come in and they'll get to you when they get there.
Okay.
I'm from Tolono and that works. That's how a lot of us rural communities do it. But
if it was determined 12 years ago we needed the station, we've grown 20,000 since. I'm a little concerned.
Good
because it's the first responders, not just in fires. I mean, it's the first responders, who show up anytime you call 911. Typically, that the fire department has people trained, to do all a variety of things.
Right.
So, to me, to have a community this size, and I don't think that's a luxury when we're looking at the budget. I think a luxury would be someone in the finance department, maybe reduce a position, try to double up on some jobs. Someone in the, city manager's office. City manager has four assistants, and that's $500,000 in salary for that office. So maybe that's something we should look at before we're browning out a fire station.
Okay. Good points, Don. I know that I'm close with your family. I mean, your twins were born on my birthday.
That's right.
And your mother is just wonderful. So many people in your campaign working hard. How much of a toll has this played on your family?
You know, my kids have been great. My daughter's really thrown herself into it. She's done a lot of work with the campaign, and she's helped us out quite a bit. It's hard on my mom, and I was just telling someone it's funny because I've actually, surprisingly, for my first time out, It hasn't bothered me too much, but the only thing that bothers me is when I get a call from my mom and her feelings have been hurt by something in the paper or something she's heard on the radio, and then I have to drop everything and deal with that, much to the chagrin of my campaign team.
Right.
We understand, but, you know, we don't want to be responding to everything. So.
But yeah, I mean, even if you're mayor, I mean, you're going to have to answer to mom.
Yeah, exactly. Mom was like the toughest endorsement, and it was one of the ones I was most proud to get.
There you go. Millie's awesome.
All right, we've got more coming up with Don Girard, hoping to be mayor of Champaign, and you'll either vote for him or you won't vote for him tomorrow. And coming up, we'll ask Don why he thinks you should vote for him. And again, if you've got a question, our number is 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. We are Connect FM. Cardinals Pirates live from St. Louis, loud and clear, right here on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Pre-game starts at 6:20 this evening on the new home of Cardinals baseball. We are Connect FM. Hey there, Mary Lynn with you.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And we've got Don Girard, who is trying to become mayor of Champaign, in the studio with us. And, you know, here it is, the day before the big election. Do you have butterflies in your stomach or anything like that?
I'm pretty good. I don't know why.
You're calm.
Everyone around me is just having conniption fits, but I'm doing pretty good. I think I feel pretty good. I just wake up, and like I said, I've taken a little leave of absence from work here to do this, so I feel like it's less rushed because I have all day to do it.
You have a little time.
So if I'm doing seven things, I have all day to do it instead of just before work, after work, and at lunch. So.
That's nice. It's actually kind of like a vacation day for you, focusing on one thing. Now, what advice would you offer to someone who wants to get into local politics? Because, you know, this was just something that, you know, you said friends, family. I've heard you say that friends and family and a lot of people encouraged you to you know, run for mayor. And so here you are, your first foray into local politics. What advice would you have for somebody, given all that you've learned now through this process?
You know, the thing that I've learned the most from both sides, from the left, from the right, right down the middle, and from the people, is that I don't want to be a politician. I want to be a public servant. And I think you have to go in with that attitude. You have to say, I want to serve my community, and the job doesn't pay well, and it's everybody's problems, but you really have to, you know, have the calling. And I feel like anything else where people really go out and you say, oh, I wouldn't want that job, it's a calling, and I really felt it. I felt like it was a calling. Just, you know, the basic things. Be pragmatic. Talk to everyone you can. Listen to everyone, no matter, you know, what their views are. And the bottom line is just always tell the truth, because then you don't have to remember anything. You know, if you have your points and you're being honest, then it's really hard for people to call stuff on you. And I think, you know, as far as our campaign has gone so far, I think that we haven't really had a lot of bumps in the road. And I think a big part of it's just because we have a real straightforward platform, and we're just honest with everyone, and we are fair and respect everyone and dignify everyone's opinion. And so, agree with us or not, I think people feel like they're being listened to. So
yeah, and to me, that's the vibe of Champaign County. I think people here get very irritated by negative campaigns and lies and things like that. So it has been nice seeing you guys really just focus on the main issues. Kudos to you.
Yeah, and people will come to me and say, oh, what do you think about that blog that had that such and such? And I say, you know, to be honest, I don't read them, and I don't read the comment sections. I'm following along with what I feel is important and listening to stations like Connect FM.
Yay!
And, you know, where I'm going to get, you know, just a straightforward, a non-biased, non-tainted, I'm not really paying too much attention. I read some of the local blogs to just sort of get a sense, but as far as some of the kind of bizarre way out there, just someone's opinion things, I don't have time to dignify that sort of stuff. I'm concerned about the community and what's really important.
Yeah.
You know, when you sum up your Champaign experience, I know you were born and raised here. Were you Central or Centennial?
Central.
Okay, thank
Class
you.
Class of 83.
Okay, good. And then how many different bands? Half dozen?
at least.
Okay.
Maybe more. A couple.
Your instrument of choice, Don?
I play bass guitar in the bands. Okay. I was a bad drummer, and then I was an adequate bass player, and now I like to sit on the couch and play acoustic guitar with my kids, and that's about it.
Very good. Aww. Okay.
That's a great concert.
It's nice to get to know that character, and I've seen all those different chapters.
Oh, yeah. So. It's a lot of fun. You know, people say, do you miss it? I'm like, God, no, I don't miss it. You know, dragging a big amp up two flights of stairs to play to six people on a Wednesday night, you know.
Yeah.
But no, with my kids, my daughter plays cello, and my son's, plays bass clarinet, but he's picking up a little bass guitar.
Okay,
so we'll have little concerts in the living room.
Awesome.
We'll just play some tunes, you know.
Okay,
it's fun.
Good.
Bass clarinet's tough. I played clarinet when I was in high school and then played a little saxophone too, but bass clarinet's tough.
My son never gets props in these interviews. Like, his friends were laughing where I was on some pop station the other day, and they said, I guess you didn't make the interview cut, Will, because I was talking about Chloe. But mm-hmm. Will is first chair bass clarinet in the outstanding top 8 middle school band in the state, Edison Middle School Concert Band. They're renowned, and he is a first chair bass clarinet.
Cool.
That is amazing. Here's your Connect FM 3-day forecast from your National Weather Service.
We have some clouds today and dipping down to 32 this evening. Expecting sunshine as you head out to the polls and vote tomorrow. High 54 down to 40. Sunshine breezy, high 66 on Wednesday. Overcast and 46 now on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
More with mayoral candidate Don Girard next on Connect FM. You're never out of the loop, even when you're out and about. Listen for a quick Fox News update every hour on the hour. Throughout your busy day, we're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Don Girard is literally busting a move. Where's video when you need it?
Jamming to Miley Cyrus.
There you go. One more thing about Don Girard you may not have known. He can dance to a beat.
I may send you a video of the Viper doing that this summer at Mike and Molly's.
Very good.
All right. That's well, awesome. And you're more than welcome to connect with us, 217-359-2255. That's 359-CALL. And I'm Mary Lynn.
Hey, this is The Deuce.
And we might be talking to the next mayor of Champaign.
Yeah.
Well, no, tomorrow. Tomorrow is election day. And we've been connecting with Don, just asking some questions. And Don, let me just throw this out there. What's the thing that you love most about Champaign? You say that you felt a calling to run for mayor. So what is it that you love about Champaign so much that you would go through all of this?
You know, it's opportunity, and I want people to know in the community that there are opportunities. I went through some really tough times in the community, or in my life, in my personal life, and the community really.
Well, you've been here for 42 years.
Yes, okay. And there was a time of my life when my children were small, when they were first starting school. They were, you know, it was in kindergarten, first grade, and it was really a rough time for me. And now. My kids are great, and they don't realize how tough it was, because a lot of that was because of the support of the community, the different programs, the people in this community, my friends, the things that were offered to us. We managed to take advantage of them and pull ourselves up, and now I want people to realize that if they so choose, there's lots of avenues within this, be it through the park district or just different kinds of sports programs or theater or this or that, that really that are out there and available, and that people in this community really are good, and it's a great place to live. I think it's important to not just tell just your average citizen. I think it's important, but I also think for like businessmen, and when people are bringing businesses to town, they, you know, that's a big part of it. You know, we have a good school district, we have nice parks, we have, you know, just so much going on. So.
Yeah, and being business friendly, and that we're very progressive here too. That's of all the cities that I've lived in my radio travels. I came back to Champaign for a reason, I just absolutely love it here.
Oh, it's very dynamic and forward-thinking. I mean, and just with the connection with the university, just even, you know, whether directly or not, I mean, just this is the sort of, you know, they call it a micro-urban environment, downtown and stuff. And I really feel like there's so much potential even beyond where we are now. I think we really need to carry and push it forward into the next level and not necessarily have a major change, but keep it going, you know, keep things going, keep them going along so we don't, you know, fall off the rails or slip back. We just need to keep moving ahead.
Okay. And in your opinion, Don, what is one thing that, or what in your opinion needs to be improved most about Champaign?
You know, there's the obvious things, like in every town, we need to fix our potholes. We need to make sure people are safe. There's just like those simple things that, you know, I think we need to, you know, work on our little transparency in governments. Never hurt anybody as far as I'm concerned. But I think really it's a matter of not resting on our laurels and falling back. I think it's really we're at the precipice where, we need to keep bringing new businesses to town, and we need to retain the ones we have. We can't let them slip away, and we need to let those business owners, big and small, especially small. I think the small business owners in this community really are the lifeblood. They really keep things going, and we really need to dignify them, hear their voices, and get their input, and let them know that, you know, we really depend on them and keep them going.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, just a couple more questions for you. We're talking with Don Girard, who you will, you may be voting for him tomorrow, for mayor of Champaign. And what's one thing that's come out? That you think, one thing that's come out about you during this campaign process, Don, that has come out that you think is false? Am I asking that? I'm having a hard time spitting this question out. But just something that maybe has come out that isn't exactly right, or, you know, just I'll just leave it to you to answer.
I think, you know, a lot of that's the perception of people. You know, they'll take what they want and run with it. I think we really, using social media, using stations such as this and getting our message out, I think if you're paying attention and you're really you're really doing your homework, I think there's a pretty clear picture of what we're about, who I am, what's going on. I'm very much my own man, not influenced by any singular group. That's why I'm running as independent. That's why I'm getting endorsements from both Naomi Jacobson and, you know, my friend, who's now my friend, Jeff Kibler, ran the Brady campaign in East Central Illinois. He's a young Republican who heartily endorsed me, and as did Eric Bissell of the conservative blog, Halfway Interesting. He's a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and he fully endorsed me, and, you know, Senator Frerichs endorsed me. So it's really, there's a reason for that, and all of their endorsements come down to the same thing: fiscal responsibility, love of the community, you know, proud representation for the people in the community, and working with local businesses. So if it's not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's pretty simple. So I'm very proud of that, and I think that, you know, that's the message that we've been putting out there, and I think if you've been paying attention, you'll get it. So okay. I think that's a good thing.
All right, wonderful. We have a call for you. So let's bring up Dan. Dan, you're a small business owner, Dan?
Yes, I own Atlas Financial Services, and my business is in downtown Champaign. And I was just wondering specifically, what are you going to do that's different than what Mayor Swihart has done for small businesses in the community?
I think it's really, Dan, I think it's really important to listen to you. And I know being in downtown Champaign and what I've been talking with a lot of the businesses down there, I went around a couple times and passed out my business cards. I apologize if I didn't make it into your place. But I would like to, and I'd like to hear what you have to say. But, you know, any issue from parking to snow removal or sweeping up the cigarette butts, I mean, just anything that's important to you, I would like to hear about and see how the city can be involved, whether it's dealing with pedestrian traffic or just, you know, direct concerns, and to work together with all the business owners in the area and just to really have the most prosperous environment.
Okay, I just didn't know if you had a specific plan or specific things that you were planning on implementing that aren't being done now.
No, you know, the mayor's not a big legislative position, so I'm not really, you know, planning on stepping in and putting in my ideas. What I want to hear, Dan, is I want to hear your ideas, and I want to work with you, and I want to hear the ideas of the, you know, woman from Austin Sportswear or whomever else, you know, on the block, the guy from Mary Ann's, and I want to hear what you all have to say, and try to work together to make the environment best for everybody.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Dan, thanks for connecting. We appreciate it. All right. And finally, Don, our last question for you. Why should voters vote for you?
I truly believe that I've had this calling to public service, and it's something that I will be very good at. And whether I win or not, I'm going to continue down this path, and I'm going to continue to be a spokesperson for the community, a voice of the community. And I think if they really sit down, take a look, and look at what we're about, what we're advocating for, it's fiscal responsibility, it's maintaining direct services to the taxpayer, it's promoting our community on all levels, and, you know, working with local businesses and, you know, trying to grow our economy, bring some jobs here. It's really basic stuff. It's, you know, the reason why I'm nonpartisan, I have no ideologies other than I'm a taxpayer who's proud of his community, and I want to do what's right for the people who are like me, paying taxes, who love the city.
All right. Well, wonderful. Don Girard, thank you so much for taking some time to come in and talk
My
with our listeners.
My pleasure.
For
anytime.
Connecting with us.
Awesome.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Take
All
care.
Right. It's 1232, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Yeah.